This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So this week we're going to start where we always start with our amazing sponsor, Cassidy.com.
Yes, Cassidy.com, the place to go to meet your sexy single friends like we do.
Hell yeah, or couple friends, not just single friends.
Single friends, couple friends, just swingers, friends in general.
You know, just people you want to get naked with. Yeah. Yes, we really like Cassidy. I personally love it because it's really easy to navigate and I do the majority of the communication.
Yes, you do.
Digitally. So for me, it's important to have a site that's like easy and I don't have to spend a lot of time searching for shit. And you definitely don't have to with Cassidy.com.
Yeah.
So we definitely recommend that you check it out. And if you would like to get a 30-day free trial, which why would you not if you're not already on there?
Yeah, for sure. 30 days free to meet sexy folks.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Sign me up.
You should go over to frontporchswingers.com and click on either of the Cassidy banners. And we hope you love it.
Sure.
We also are once again going to be talking about our sponsors at Partners ID.
Yeah, love those folks. Their stuff is awesome. We are currently wearing them. We wear them all the time, our black rings.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of really cool events coming up in the next few months. And yes, if you want to make sure that everyone at those events knows that, like, hey, you're a swinger and you're pervy and you, like, totally want to bang while you're there,
yeah,
then you should get some Partners ID jewelry. Has the International Swingers symbol.
Yeah, sure does.
It has that on it. And they're just really beautiful pieces. So if you want to check them out for yourself, head on over to Partners ID.com and you can use our promo code, which is FPSPOD, that is FPSPOD, to get 10% off of your order.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we love it.
So we have a date tomorrow.
We do. Well, yeah, we have a shit. Our week is going to be crazy. It's been crazy already, but it's going to be very good tomorrow. We're going to have a great time. We're going to meet up with our friends tomorrow. They're coming over for a little dinner party we're putting together.
Yeah. I'm fucking psyched. We haven't had people to the house in a while.
Yeah. And it's, you know, of course, we just came back from the store. Went to shopping and did some shopping earlier and then again. And
you're trying to put like a 6-course meal together and like 27 different cocktail choices.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, but you're like really going all out.
Yeah, but I mean, we're really gracious hosts, I think. We really enjoy doing it anyway. I mean, obviously, I like to cook. It's what I do. So I really want to, have our friends enjoy themselves. It's going to be a good time. And they're a blast. They are like two of our favorite people.
Oh, they're so fucking fun. So yeah, tomorrow night is going to be super fun. I'm really excited at the potential of being with him again because his cock is gigantic.
Yep.
And he's really cool too. So it's like, it's like a great cock attached to someone who can like make me laugh and be awesome.
Well, they're just fun people. And fortunately for us, they're... fortunately or unfortunately, I guess it depends on how you look at it. Fortunately, they're a lot like us in that when we go out, like when we're on public, and they don't give a shit. Like they don't care who knows what. It's just a lot of fun. But we don't get to see them that often because they're very busy people too. And so, and we live in the same fucking town.
We live like 10 minutes away from
each other. Yeah, they're very close to us. So when we do get to see them, it's a lot of fun. Fortunately, we'll get to see them obviously at our place. So we'll be doing some partying outside. We'll have some cocktails. We'll do some hors d'oeuvres.
We've definitely talked about the possibility of like laying down a blanket and fucking in the yard. You say that's not a good idea. I say it's a fucking fantastic idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I'm not opposed to the idea. I certainly think that, well, our neighbors aren't thrilled with us anyway at this point. So who fucking
cares? I think they fucking hate us, but whatever.
Yeah, fuck them. They hear us having sex all the time.
Oh, we leave the windows open. We're banging. Yeah, I mean, in our window looks onto our neighbor's bedroom window.
Well, he totally pervs on us anyway. Because, I mean, listen, we walk around naked. The windows are always open. And he's very often, like, in his office, in air quotes, a lot of times.
With the window open.
And you saw him watching porn because we could totally look into his window from our, like, living room window.
That doesn't mean you can watch porn without being a creeper.
No, but I mean, he's definitely in there watching porn and probably, like, looking at us or listening to us and watching you walk around half naked because you never wear pants.
I never wear pants. And honestly, like a lot of times I just walk around straight up naked when you're not here.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Or like when I'm, home by myself.
They're totally perving. So anyway, they probably hate us already. But whatever. And it's going to be a good time tomorrow.
Perfect. That's all I know. So sex in the backyard it is. Woo.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It could very well be. I'm sure they're down. They don't give a fuck.
No. They're fun.
Yeah.
So what else? Do we have anything else sexy going on?
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about your sexy date that you just had.
Yeah.
But then you have something else going on next week, which you're keeping a total secret from me. You and Clint have something planned, something naughty.
Yeah, and you reminded me, or I guess informed me on our way back from the grocery store tonight, that I'm probably going to have sex with four people within a seven-day period.
Yeah, absolutely. Myself, Matt, Clint, and our friend Tomorrow.
That's fucking slutty.
Yeah, you're a slutty pants.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, you totally are.
Does it turn you on, or is it like too much? Of course it does.
No, it's not. Never too much. How could it be too much?
It's never too much?
How could it be too much?
What if it was like 20 guys in 1 week?
I don't know how we'd find the time, but I guess we could figure it out. I mean, you were with 3 guys in 1 day.
I didn't have a job. I could just...
It's a lot, though.
The problem is finding 20 guys that I actually would want to bang.
Well, we'll just jump right into single guy tip of the week, now that you mentioned that. Holy shit, just when I think we've made some fucking progress with these guys. So single guy tip of the week. Let me give you a little backstory here. So we got a text message, or you got a message on one of our BDSM site, our profile.
Right.
So other than Cassidy.com, we have a BDSM profile on a BDSM site, and you got a message on there.
Right.
From supposedly a single dude. Once again, I have air quoted single dude.
Right.
So single guy tip of the week. Let's start with this, gentlemen. You're a single guy in the lifestyle. You are trying to get into a situation with a couple, but potentially a hot wife type situation where you are going to engage with the significant other of someone else in our lifestyle. You need to be flexible. You can't say, hey, I'm available this time and this time and this time only. I am not available on weekends. I'm not available on the fucking leap year, whatever bullshit you're throwing out there. You don't get to make that determination. Now, of course, you have some say in it because you're a fucking grown person and an adult and part of this whole, you know, the whole thing. But you don't get to just spew out on your opening line to us when you're available and you can accommodate us.
But you're missing part of the story.
Well, there's more.
He reached out to us. He said, I'd love to develop something real with a couple because I'm really interested in the hot wife dynamic and I'd love to talk with you guys more. That was his opening message. That's what got me to speak to him at all.
Right.
Because it was very eloquent. It was thoughtful. He made it obvious he was interested in being in the lifestyle. So I gave him our kick info and then all of a sudden it was, oh, I'm only available Saturday and Sunday this week, and I may be available Saturday and Sunday next month, and that's all I'm available because I work so much.
Yeah, which is code for I'm married, and I'm not really super available.
My wife travels.
Yeah, or I travel, and I don't really live here, you know, that kind of shit. So anyway, you know, if you're gonna try to get involved, particularly with a couple, and you want to get involved in that hot wife dynamic, you can't dictate all the policy. It's not going to work. You certainly have to be much more flexible than that because, again, you're dealing with two people's schedule now.
Yeah.
You know, not just one. So you're going to be the one that's going to be a lot more flexible, certainly, than we are. And so let's go a little bit beyond that, right? So after you told him very politely, that's probably not going to work for us because now, of course, you're getting the vibe that this guy's married
or he's full of shit.
Or otherwise full of shit.
Yep.
Then what?
Well, so I tell him I'm not interested, and the next message I receive is a fucking dick pic.
Yes, not a face pic. Of course, you can't send a face pic. Why? Because he, again, has a, in quotes, I have a high profile job. Now, listen, we get it. We know. We live in a small town. We totally fucking understand. If you're living here, every fucking job is high profile because there's 40 fucking thousand people that live here. We all know each other.
Yeah.
So the idea that you can send a picture of your cock after being told...
No, thank you.
That you're not interested, but you're not going to send a picture of your fucking face.
Right.
Come on, dude. Are you fucking serious? Like, that's your...
Do you think we were born yesterday, you fucking idiot? That's not going to fucking work. And so then I say, are you fucking kidding me? And he said, I'm just letting you know what you'll be missing out on.
Yeah. Listen, guys. If you haven't learned anything yet listening to our single guy tips of the week or listening to us talk about the behavior of single guys, do not think that that is going to fucking work because it's never going to work.
Well, okay, here's what it is. Not only, okay, this guy was married. I'm like 95% sure based on the correspondence and what happened. But even if he wasn't, the dick pic thing. I know we talk about it all the time, but let me explain as a woman why I fucking hate this, okay? To me, it's like, you, first of all, you're assuming that I want to see your cock right away, which I usually don't. You're also assuming, without having any sort of communication or correspondence with me about it, that, you know, that I'm, like, into seeing
random cocks.
Exactly. Like, I'm not, you're basically, you're assuming that I'm a giant slut, and I am a giant slut, but I don't want to see your cock right away.
Well, but it's more than that. It's not about being a slut, because we say that in the best possible way. It's just,
it's a term of endearment.
But it is, but it's decorum, right? There are levels to this.
Yes.
There's a policy that's unwritten here. You don't show us, you don't send cock pics unsolicited.
Basically, what I'm saying is you still have to respect me, even if our correspondence is sexual in nature.
Yeah, but it wasn't at that point. There was no sexual conversation whatsoever other than, hey, we're not interested because your schedule sucks and we're not going down this road with a presumably married dude.
Yeah.
You know, so there was at no point did you ever say, but I'll take a look, show me your cock anyway. That never happened.
Yeah.
That was never a thing. You know, it's so fucking insane to me that these guys are still doing that shit. Yeah. It blows me away.
It was like, I think it was a Hail Mary pass where he's it's all down the drain now. I'm just going to throw it out there and see what fucking happens.
Listen, there's no doubt that there are some guys that just have to show you their cock.
Kamikaze style.
He's
going down in a blaze of glory.
Yep. He's storming the barn, throwing cock picks out there. Like, come on, dude. Please stop.
It's just so stupid.
Just stop. It's not working.
Yeah.
It's not working. Was it a decent looking cock anyway?
I mean, it was a nice cock, but I was so turned off by him at that point that, like,
I mean, what's the difference now, right?
I couldn't say anything other than, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what else can I, how else do I respond to that?
There is no other way to respond to that other than to obviously say fuck off and block him. And that's what I did. And that's what happened. So, single guy tip of the week. You got a couple of tips in there. Don't send your unsolicited cock pics. That should go without fucking saying. And you don't get to dictate schedules. You can't just say, hey, I want to be involved in your dynamic, but I'm only available every fucking third Tuesday and second Mondays of the month. What are you fucking kidding me with that?
Yeah.
You can't do that. You got to be flexible. At least, especially in the beginning, you're trying to get your foot in the door. You've got to be really accommodating in every fucking imaginable way. Because once again, you got a lot of competition out there.
Fuck yeah.
You know, you already have two regular playmates.
Yeah.
So we don't even need to go down the road of single guys anymore if we don't want to. That dance card's full. I'm not really
looking, yeah.
No, it's one of those things. Like, if a guy like this reaches out and he's respectful and seems to have his shit together and, you know, you want to have a conversation about it, then that's what we do. But we're not actively looking for single guys.
No.
It's fucking crazy. And so if you are throwing a Hail Mary, like you said, be a normal fucking guy, man. I mean, Jesus. Just throwing it out there. Yeah, I know you don't want to talk to me, but here's my cock.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I just can't imagine doing that.
It's crazy. I can't.
And here's the thing. It doesn't ever go the other way. I bet you. I bet you women, guys don't say to women like, yeah, I don't know, this just isn't really working for me, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
and all of a sudden a vagina pic pops up.
That never happens.
Yeah. If that does happen, please let us know. We want to hear about that. I want to know everything about that story. If you're a fucking guy out there and you decided that you were not into some gal for some reason that you are corresponding with, and she on the way out says, oh, but this is what you're missing, and shoots you a picture of her fucking pussy, I want to know that's what happened. Please email us immediately if that is something that has happened.
And I need to meet this woman because she's insane.
And send her contact info because I want to know who she is. She sounds like a blast. But I cannot imagine that's ever been a fucking thing.
No, I don't think so.
Never. You should totally start doing that.
Well, first of all, I don't get turned down because I'm respectful and I treat people the right way and I don't act like a fucking asshole right off the bat. It'd be amazing
if you just threw vagina pictures out
there. I'm not going to do that. It's not going to happen.
Okay. Spoiler alert. Not happening. But if you're a guy that has actually happened to, we want to know.
No, in fact, you put my pussy pic on our kick group the other day.
I did, because you're naughty.
Without my consent.
Well, the consent is understood between the two of us when it comes to our kick group, because there's a bunch of freaks on there and we love them. So, listen, first of all, we should just say, you're missing out because you're not on our kick group. That's all I'm going to say. You don't get to see dick pics because it's Wiener Wednesday. Every Wednesday is Wiener Wednesday. I try to be the first one awake in the morning. Like, we're MST, so usually at 5:30 when I'm up, no one's awake yet, so my cock's the first one on there.
Yeah.
At least I try to be. And then, of course, it's, you know, Titty Tuesday, Thongless Thursday. We have all kinds of crazy shit on there.
It's a good time.
Yeah, there's some sexy gals on there, and they are not shy.
There's some sexy ass guys too.
Yeah, there's some. It's a good group. We dig those folks.
It's pretty slutty. It's right up our alley. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have any openings just yet. It's full, but it's a good time.
Good time. So we should get to our hot wife encounter.
Well, your hot wife encounter. Well, yeah. I mean, it's been a while since you had the opportunity to see your friend Matt, our friend Matt.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been a good while.
It was a bit. Yeah. He's been busy. And
we did have a chance to have a cocktail with him, though.
Yeah, that was nice. And what I liked when we had a cocktail with him is, like, he was being very flirtatious with me, and he was kind of giving me fuck eyes. And I don't even think you realize this, but he was, like, rubbing my leg under the table.
Well, no, we were sitting, to a local place we like. It's odd. It's kind of like, I guess it's the unspoken swingers hangout, apparently. We've run into a lot of swinger folks there, like, by accident. And so they gave us this big booth. There's just the three of us, but they gave us this big semicircular corner booth in the back of the place, which I thought was kind of cool. Like, they knew we wanted to be alone.
No, they could just tell when we walked in that we were fucking dirty, and they're like, we don't want you around the rest of our patrons.
Yeah, we don't want you scaring the children and the elderly. So they put us in the corner, and you were sitting between us. But of course, we're in a booth, so I couldn't see what was going on under the table. Never even occurred to me that you were being naughty.
Matt was being naughty.
Yeah, whatever.
I was just sitting there minding my own business.
Yeah, yeah,
He was groping me.
Yeah, but you weren't stopping him.
I liked it.
Yeah, because you're naughty.
Yeah, so we had a drink with him, but then it was like another week until...
Yeah, we were busy. He was busy.
He came to the house.
Yeah.
And you decided you were going to leave for the gym,
I guess. I went to the gym because just kind of leave you guys alone for a little while. You know, and it can be overwhelming, you know, somebody coming to the house. And he's been here before, obviously, multiple times. But, you know, I don't want it to be weird for anybody when they show up. I mean, we know what's going on. We have a good relationship with him. It's understood. Everything is copacetic. No reason to make things weird, you know.
Okay.
So I went to the gym.
You went to the gym, although you were here when he first got here.
I was very, very quickly on the way out. Just got a chance to shake his hand, say hello, and I beelined out the door.
Yeah, and so he came, and I was I in lingerie?
You were. You had already put some lingerie on because you were getting. He was actually coming to the. He had come to the house very quickly after you had gotten home. I was already home for a little bit.
Right.
I just wanted to say hello to you before I left, or I just would have not been here at all. But yeah, you had already put. You went, ran upstairs and changed real quick and put lingerie on because he was on his way here. Of course, you had no panties on. You had like this little baby.
That's
doll
not true.
On.
I was wearing a. Was I wearing a dress
with no panties on? Yeah.
Yeah, my little blue dress.
Yeah, it was kind of...
It wasn't lingerie.
No, but it was like a little baby doll number. It's very cute.
No, it's just like a really fucking short dress with no panties on.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I wanted to have no panties. I wanted him to think I was dressed, fully dressed.
You were not.
But I wasn't.
No, you were not fully dressed.
So he came over. You left. We started making out in the kitchen. And I should say, ahead of time, I texted him and said, like, I hope we've worked out all the jitters and the, he's so respectful. He's such a nice guy. But I think sometimes I get the feeling that he's maybe a little bit careful with me still.
Sure.
And so I wanted to put him at ease and let him know, like, hey, everything's going great on my end. I really like the way that this is all heading.
Right.
So, like, feel free to take it wherever you want to take it. I'm easy that way.
Yeah, like, well, he's also not like Clint necessarily or like myself, where he's not super uber aggressive.
No.
He doesn't play in that space, but he's absolutely a super respectful guy. And because of that, I think it's not so much that he was being, it's not, I want to say he's being gentle or taking his time and wanted to make sure that you were just as comfortable. And of course, he wanted to get the level of comfortability also. You know, he wanted to find that comfort zone. So I think that's probably a lot of why he's been that, you know, he's been a gentleman. He certainly has the entire time. He's just a super nice guy.
Yeah, but I guess I just wanted to set the precedent of, like, because the last time that he and I were together, when he came on my tits, and that was super hot, and I saw this look on his face, like, he was so into it, he was so turned on. I wanted to let him know, we can continue going down that road. We can do whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
There is very little that I'm going to be like, oh, no, please don't
do that. Well, that was a really good turning point, I think, because that was the first time he had done that.
Ever.
That was the first time he had ever had the opportunity to pull out and come on a woman's tits that he was with.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really kind of interesting, very telling, because I kind of felt at that point, after you had that encounter with him, that he was probably going to turn a corner.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where he's like, okay, we're getting past some of these, or what he perceived to be boundaries, and felt much more comfortable just being relaxed and kind of himself.
Yeah.
Just responding the way he wanted to respond in those
moments.
Whatever
form that takes.
Yeah. So I really felt like that was a good place that you had found yourself. And then, of course, there was some time between that encounter and you having seen him just recently. But it's good. I think he just kind of carried over with that.
I think so too. So, I mean, a lot of this was I felt like it was a different Matt I was seeing in right. a lot of ways.
Right.
So, I mean, like, even when we're in the kitchen, you know, typically I would be the one that would kind of like, you know, lean in and kiss him first right. or put my hand on him. This time he took charge.
Nice.
Like, he, you know, we were standing in the kitchen and he was like, oh, you look so sexy.
Well, I left you guys in the kitchen, so it must have been pretty quick.
It was very quick. Yeah. You weren't out the door 10 seconds and he was like, you look so sexy. I just want to kiss you right now.
Right.
And I was like, okay. So we started making out in the kitchen and then he kind of was grabbing on my ass a little bit, so I pulled up my dress to let him know I wasn't wearing any panties,
which wouldn't have taken him long to figure out anyway.
I was,
because your ass is basically hanging out of this little dress. I don't even know how you got in that thing.
I wear it to bars.
Yeah, I know, trust me,
with no panties.
I know.
God, that actually, that's bad. I'm just realizing how bad that is.
That's a super short dress.
It's, yeah, you're really, you're fucking
all
short
the way out of that thing. I dig,
yeah,
it.
It's hot. But anyway, so I kind of lifted up in the bag and he's like, oh, that's nice. And then I was like, do you want to come upstairs with me? And he's like, fuck yeah, I do.
Yes, he did.
He also, I've never heard him cuss before. He cussed multiple times. I liked that.
Nice.
Kind of, yeah, got like manly. Yeah,
he's a very controlled kind of guy, very subdued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, he follows me up the stairs. He's talking about my ass as I'm going up the stairs, which I love. We get into the bedroom and we start just hardcore making out. And I mean, our hands are all over each other. He's kind of gripping onto my hair a little bit in the back, not pulling, but kind of gripping.
Testing the water a little.
And I was like, okay, this is good. I like this, you know? And then I tell him I want to suck his cock and he's like, yeah, you should do that. So I undo his pants and I
pull. So are you on your knees on the floor at this point? Or is he sitting on the bed? Or?
No, he's standing and I'm on my knees in front of him. And I undo his pants and I pull him down. I pull down his like boxer briefs and I start sucking his cock. And he is like really getting into it. He's like going with the motion of my mouth. And he asked me to choke on it. And I was like, yeah,
first
I will
time
choke on
that?
It. So I have choked on his cock before, but he's never asked me to or told me to.
Right.
And it was very like forceful. He's like, yeah, choke on my cock. And I was like, oh, sure. So I did. And I mean, it
coming
was
out
hot.
Of a shell. Nice.
Yeah. And he was so verbal with me this time. It was like he was telling me exactly what he wanted throughout the entire thing. There's very little that turns me on more than that, than being told what to do. I mean, you know that. Obviously, we talked about that with Clint. But I mean, I think that guys who are not necessarily of that like dominant energy sometimes struggle with that. They struggle with being able to tell you like exactly what it is they want. I don't know. Is that the norm?
Well, also, let's not forget, Matt, as we know, because he's told us, has not really ever been in a relationship where he's been able to express himself that way.
Right.
Obviously, the whole idea that he's never had the opportunity to come on anybody's tits before. But this is an... You know, this is a formerly married guy, and so he didn't have that kind of relationship and never really has had a relationship, according to him, where he had the ability, the opportunity to be that dominant force, that dominant person.
So, or even just explore.
Or sexually explorative, I should say. So, yeah, I think there's that's coming out now in him because he's got a partner in you that is not only okay with it, that really responds to it, that requires it to some degree.
Yeah.
For you personally to be at your really like kind of sexual height when it comes to being with someone and having that heat, you really need a partner that's going to be directing traffic.
Yeah,
you know, you really need that. And when that happens, it changes everything, and especially for the guy that you're with who hasn't figured it out yet. He has now figured it out.
Yeah, he has.
You know, he's
got. He knows that he can boss me around, and I'm going to be like super into it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's not like he's doing it. It's like rude or disrespectful. It's like you require it, and so now he gets to do that, and it changes things.
Well, and I was trying to give him cues of like how much I enjoyed it. You know what I mean? Like I would like give him a big smile, or I would like giggle, or you know, make it known that like I'm still having fun. This is still great. Like, yes, you can tell me to choke on your cock. Yes, you can grab my hair. All of those things are okay.
Right.
Not only okay, but they're fucking awesome.
Yeah, you want. Yeah, that's. I mean, you're looking for that, and we should say you do look for that in a partner. Although when this first started, there was a nice kind of. It was a change. It wasn't like you were being dominated by myself and Clint and Matt. So it was kind of a little bit of a softer kind of thing. It was definitely going in this direction for sure.
I will say Matt is never going to dominate me. He doesn't have that in him in terms of his personality.
Right.
And I like that about him.
Right.
I'm not looking for a third top.
No, absolutely not. But that's what I'm saying. It was nice to have that kind of balance.
Yeah, it still is. But yeah. I do like that he's coming out and he's telling me what he wants. And when I say dominant in this particular situation, I'm not saying this is not a dom sub.
No.
This is not even close. This is not anywhere near that.
No.
But it was nice for him to tell me what it was he wanted.
Well, yeah. What this is more than him being a top and you being a bottom, or him being a dom and you being a sub. This is more of him being able to express himself,
correct,
in a way that he has not done before.
Right.
So while there is some direction, it's not a forceful, dominant kind of thing.
No, not
at all. Very well received, obviously, by you, and the reception was what he expected, I'm sure. But it's not quite the same. But it's still a nice kind of. I like how that works out, where he's a little bit on that softer side, yes. So you get to experience some of that. But now that he's coming out of his shell a little bit, you're also able to have that same kind of. Again, it's not a direct dominant force, but it's a guy who's. He's driving the bus.
It's confidence is what it is to
me.
Yeah. It felt very sexually confident. And I need that. Otherwise, here's the thing. The guys that I've been with that are not sexually confident, I chew up and spit out.
Yeah, that doesn't work. We've been down that road.
I mean, I devour them. And I don't mean to. I'm not.
Well, you also don't have an interest. I'm not
trying to be that person. But I do have a little bit of a switch mentality when it comes to sex. If you give me that dominant role, I'm going to fucking take it. And you're going to be really sorry you did, because I'm just going to eat up all the energy in the room.
Yeah, and then 99 times out of 100, you don't want to be with that person again. You don't enjoy it.
No, I'm bored.
Yeah, so at that point, once you've done that, it's pretty much over.
Yeah, so it was nice that he was, kind of taking some of that energy. So yeah, I'm sucking his cock. I'm kind of choking on it. It's super hot. I'm licking his balls a little bit. He really liked that. And then he pretty forcefully laid me on the bed,
right,
and hiked my dress up, and he was like, I want you to take your tits out. And so I had a bra on, but it was the dress was low cut enough that I could still kind of yank my tits out the top of it. Right. So I did. So my tits are now sitting up and out of my dress, and my dress is hiked up and my pussy's out, and I'm laying on my back on the bed, and he starts teasing the shit out of me. Like, he's starting at my knees basically, and running just the very tips of his fingers
right
all the way down my thighs, right next to my pussy, right. And he's very lightly touching my pussy lips, and then he just very softly starts kissing my thighs. It's driving me crazy. All I can think about is, holy fuck, get to my clit. Get to my clit. Why are you not on my clit yet? What the fuck? Get to my clit. That's all I can think about. But that's what he wanted. He wanted that buildup. And you and I don't do that.
No, no.
Clint and I don't do that.
No.
I don't really get that from anyone else. So it was hot to me. It was just something so different.
Yeah, the anticipation.
And it lasted a long time. I mean, he teased me. Oh, yeah, it seemed like an hour. It was probably a good 10 minutes, though. It really was that long.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I'm finally, can you please lick me? And he's just be patient, be patient. I'm I can't be
you're patient, not patient anymore. You're a 7-year-old with everything.
At one point, I'm literally gripping onto his arms. And he's do you want me to lick your pussy? And I was yes. And so he started doing it, and it felt amazing. And then he started lightly fingering me at the same time as he's licking me, and just totally brought me over the edge. I mean, by the time he started licking and fingering me, it was 20 seconds and I came, because I was so built up at that point.
Sure.
It was really nice.
Yeah, the anticipation of that, you can't handle. You're not ready for that. You can't do that. You're a 7-year-old when it comes to anything. You have no patience.
I have zero patience. I'm just lick my clit, make me come.
Yeah.
I want that 10 times in a row.
No shit.
So anyway, he did that, and then he made me come again, licking me. And finally, I was I really need you to fuck me. And he was okay. So he puts on a condom, and he is on top of me on the bed now, and he starts putting just barely the tip inside.
Right.
And he's that's all you get right now. And I'm excuse me? No, that's not all I get right now.
What are you talking
about? I
need
your fucking cock. And he's really? I mean, he is eating this shit up. He knows that he's driving me crazy.
Sure.
And I can see this look on his face. He's so fucking pleased with himself.
Sure. Very mischievous, kind of little boyish.
Totally. Yeah. And then he kind of gives me one thrust, and I'm yes, keep going. And he's nope, that's all you get right now. I'm what are you doing to me, dude? My legs are shaking.
Yeah, and you have, crazy. And you are just impossible to you have no patience at all.
None.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm horrible at being patient. patient. So yeah, I'm literally, so then I decide I'm going to start, you know, seducing him to make him want to fuck me. Right. I thought that would work so well. So, you know, I'm saying things like, I know how much you want to be deep inside of me right now. Like, just pump in just a little bit further. Oh yeah, just a little bit further. And it totally worked.
Yeah, of course. Super so manipulative.
Fucking me super, super hard and super, super deep. And I'm just coming. I came like,
do you think he even times. Knows that you coaxed him into doing that? Like, that you totally like manipulated him?
No, I did not manipulate him. I gave him
he probably had a plan and then you were like, fuck that plan.
I didn't like that plan. I wanted to be fucked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, you know, I got my way. I'm spoiled like that.
Yes, you did.
So he's fucking me. I seriously came 3 times in like 3 minutes. It was crazy. And then he stopped fucking me like that. He told me he wanted to fuck me from behind. And so I got on my knees and he got behind me. And
you're still on the bed at this point?
Yeah, I'm on the bed. And he had like a button-up shirt that he was wearing. And it was sitting on the bed.
Yeah.
And he grabbed it and put it underneath my hips.
Right.
And yanked them up with his shirt.
So he grabbed it from both sides.
Yeah. So he's holding the shirt on both sides, holding my hips up and fucking me like that. And it was this amazing angle. I mean, he is getting exactly where I want him to be getting. You and I have done that a couple times too, but I was very surprised that he did that, because to me, once again, that's a little bit out of character for what he and I have experienced.
More aggressive than normal for him.
It was very hot. I was so turned on by it because it was like, yes, this is what he wants to be doing.
You know what I mean? Sure. He hadn't done it to this point. I think maybe because there was just he had some hesitation and, you know, some trepidation, I guess. Wasn't sure exactly how far to push the envelope with you, but clearly he's far more comfortable now.
Yeah. It was super hot. So he's fucking me like that. I come again. And then he stopped after I came a couple more times and he's like, I want you to suck my cock some more. And I'm like, happily. Yeah. So he lays down, takes off the condom, lays down, and I'm sucking his cock and once again deep throating it, and he's saying like really like naughty hot things to me while I'm doing it,
which is not normal for him.
No, he's being very verbal with me and telling me exactly what he likes, and yes, that feels so good right there, that's amazing, you know, you look so hot when you're doing that. I mean, it was so fucking hot. And then I could feel his legs starting to shake, and so I really picked up the pace with my stroking with my hand. And then he came everywhere.
Yeah, but you also said he wanted you to stop for a second, but you wouldn't stop.
He said something about like, yeah, I'm going to come here, you know, and making it seem like he wanted me to kind of stop so we could continue with the play. And I was like, fuck no. Like, I was so into it.
Right.
At that point, I wanted to give him that pleasure.
Right.
So I just kept pumping and sucking and he came.
So he wasn't, obviously it wasn't a conversation. He wasn't expecting to come in your mouth. Like, it wasn't a conversation that you guys had.
No. No. It was not a conversation.
So was it like, do you think he was shocked and surprised and really, I mean, he was pleased by the whole thing, but do you think that he expected it to go that way?
I don't know. I don't think that there was any plan going into this. I mean, it didn't feel like a planned sex by numbers thing. I think it was just, honestly, I think this entire interaction was just everything flowing. Like, everything flowed the way that it was supposed to. Everything led into something else. I don't know how to answer that.
But like the hottest encounter thus far between the two of you, you would say.
Oh, by far. So it was fucking hot.
Do you think it was partially due to the fact that you guys hadn't seen you in a while? And he had said, even afterwards, obviously, when you guys were done and he was getting ready to leave, that he had, you know, it was a rough week, work related and all this other stuff. And he said that there was like the kind of, obviously the height of his week.
Actually, what he said to me was, that made me feel really manly. He said, I've had a really rough week. Some, you know, bullshit has gone on at work.
Right.
And, you know, it felt really nice to just be a man for a few minutes.
Right.
I was so turned on by that. First of all, that was a huge compliment to me.
Sure.
That, you know, we could have that interaction and that's how he feels about it. Like, that's big to me. That's very flattering that I'm able to, like, provide that for someone. But I also think it's so cool that he was able to go there. You know what I mean? Like, that's obviously what he needed in that moment. He needed to feel masculine and strong and sexy. And the fact that we have now that ability between us that he can kind of take on that role, whatever he needs in order to feel good during our sex, that's big to me.
Well, obviously that door is now open. So he's not going to have any problem, I don't think, going forward, really just being himself and being relaxed and comfortable with you and your presence. So I think that's really, I mean, he's going to look at his relationship with you, with this connection, I think really as a solace, as a piece of solace. you know,
well, it should be though. And that's the thing that, you know, I think that's the thing that frustrates me most about dealing with these bullshit single guys is that this whole dynamic, the hot wife dynamic between me and a single guy, it should be easy. It should right. be, it should be all about fun and sexiness. And I love that that's what this interaction was. So many people want to complicate it and turn it into something that it's fucking not. Like, all it has to be is fun and sex, and that's it.
What it needs to be is what you want it to be and what that person wants it to be. It should just be simply that. Like you said, just enjoyable and just be yourself and be able to relax and open up and really just do the things that make you happy and comfortable in that moment. Unfortunately, like you said, a lot of these guys just over fucking complicate it.
Yeah. You know? Well, I also think it was a really good reminder as he was saying that to me. You and I definitely see it this way, but like sex is our escape. It's our coping mechanism. Like if we've had a fucking hard day, we have sex at night to fix that.
Well, it's more than that even for us, though. It is a coping mechanism. It is, it's medicinal, right, to some degree. It's, you know, obviously makes us feel better about whatever else is going on. It's also...
it's therapeutic more so than medicinal, but yeah.
Therapeutic for sure, but there's also, it's a catalyst to having a good day. If we have sex in the morning, if we're flirtatious and playful in the morning, our days are better.
Yes.
You know, as we kind of text each other and with naughty shit throughout the day, that makes it that much better. You know, the anticipatory buildup for the evening is that much better. You know, sex for us it plays a lot of different roles.
Yeah.
And sex with other people, it plays a role for us.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we've talked about this interaction that you had with Matt now for the week since it's happened. We're gearing up to be with a couple tomorrow that obviously we have been with and they're friends, and we're already turned on at the idea, right? I mean, so our sex tonight is going to be that much hotter because we know what's going to happen tomorrow.
We're hopefully anticipating it tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, that's just how it works for us. So the idea that he can kind of have that interaction with you, and I like it, I think it's great that he can relax and be open and really enjoy that moment with you to make it that much hotter for you.
Yeah.
Because we unfortunately could not have our reconnective sex right away after you had that date with him. We had other shit we had to do.
No, that's not true. We could have. I think we both put it on the back burner. And I feel like the reason I did it is because I really wanted to enjoy it with you. I didn't want it to be a quickie thing. And then because we had things to do content creation wise. And we had some, you know, adult responsibility bullshit to do. So I didn't want to have a half hour of sex with you and then have to go and do those other things.
We did the other stuff first.
I wanted to really savor it with you that night.
Right. But once we did finally get together, you were so amped up to share that experience with me.
Yeah.
So I could tell it was one of those experiences that was just really intense for you, as opposed to, you know, you having just a regular play date with someone. You were amped up. You were ready to get into it with me.
Yeah, well, for multiple reasons. Like I said, one is because I really did feel like he came out of his shell, which was really fun.
Yeah.
The sex was super hot. But I also really feel like I felt more so in this interaction than any other time he and I have been together that he was like, he really wanted me. Like he was super into me and turned on by me.
Well, there was a want for sure. I also think there was a need. He needed to connect with you sexually.
And I could feel that. And it was hot as fuck.
Yeah. That's a bit, I mean, listen, that's a big deal. You know, that's not a, you know, that's not something that you get with just any partner or any playmate. That's something that, you know, there's a connection.
Yeah, something a little special, something different.
And I think after we had the opportunity to meet with him again, we had the cocktail and, you know, had a couple of drinks and just kind of shot the shit for a couple of hours. Being able to connect with him that way, for me, I think, I hope, makes him realize that you and I are comfortable with this situation, certainly that I am. So there's no reason for him to be apprehensive about anything.
Yeah, do you think that he was going into that whole us sitting down for a drink thing, like, feeling weird about it?
I don't know. In terms of,
like, sitting with you. I mean, I always wonder about this, I guess, with the single guys, period. Like, do you ever think that they are intimidated by you or they feel weird sitting down with you knowing that, like, you're my significant other and yet they're fucking me?
I don't know. I imagine there's always some form of kind of, maybe to some degree early on, there's some awkwardness. I don't get that impression from Clint at all now that we've known him for a while and have spent some time with him outside of, you know, you guys outside of the bedroom. And then when we just met with Matt, you know, we had a very normal conversation. He didn't seem to be apprehensive in any way about being there. I don't know if it's an intimidation thing. Some guys I'm sure are. I mean, I'm certainly not super warm and fuzzy, particularly when you first meet me. But I think with us being able to have a conversation, he and I, and you even being present, I would like to think it puts people at ease, puts guys at ease, like him, for sure. Because, and listen, he's been to our home a couple of times now. We had kind of a vanilla interaction where he helped us with a project. He's proficient in a particular subject, and he helped us with it. So, I mean, there's kind of a, you know, there's a friendship developing there. Hopefully, it doesn't make him feel awkward. Doesn't seem to be affecting him.
No, it doesn't.
So, which is good. I mean, you know, I certainly don't want to make it awkward.
I would just, I'm trying to put myself in their shoes. Like, I'm not built to be a unicorn. If you know, before you and I were together, I had definitely been approached by couples multiple times for things like that because, you know, I was in kind of the BDSM scene and right. meeting people in that world. And so people approached me as a single woman and I couldn't imagine fucking someone's husband and then like sitting across from them, you know, at coffee or something. Maybe it's different now that we're in the lifestyle, but I'm just trying to put myself in their shoes and I don't know. That's just
interesting question. We could certainly ask him. He'd be open to telling us, I'm sure. I really don't think Clint has that issue at all. I mean, we have a really good kind of rapport with him, obviously. And I think with Matt as well. I don't think there's any kind of a weirdness there. I mean, I think we have a really good kind of synergy going on between us.
Yeah.
But maybe at first, initially, there has to be, I think,
yes.
some of that for sure. But over time, and listen, I really think we do a pretty good job of making people feel comfortable. I try to anyway. I certainly don't try to put people in an awkward situation.
I just get my cleavage out and, you know, most of the time that puts guys at ease.
Usually, yeah. And listen, I'm super friendly with these guys. I mean, I don't want to be it doesn't benefit me to be standoffish or try to intimidate these guys. I want them to come back if you're enjoying their company. I'm not trying to chase them away. If I'm chasing somebody off, they'll know it.
Oh, God, you know? Yes.
So I'm not trying to do that. Like that, man, we did miss an opportunity, didn't we?
Oh my God, we yeah. so did.
Well, oh well, anyway.
If you want to hear about that story, you should head on over to our Patreon. We missed a huge opportunity last weekend over something dumb. And it's actually a really funny, interesting story.
Yeah, it was kind of, I mean, it's funny now. It wasn't funny at the moment. I was fucking furious. But it was funny afterwards.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, opportunity.
We got very lucky with Matt. I mean, obviously with Clint too, but I mean, actually, that's not true. I'm not going to say that we got lucky. I feel like we have worked our asses off to find two legit awesome single guys. Like, we have waited through so much bullshit. In fact, we put on our YouTube channel the other day a video about single guys and kind of, you know, vetting or finding the right single guy or something along those lines. And you know, a lot of the comments that we received were, we have no idea how to go about finding the right guy, or we've tried it and it didn't work. We weren't able to find legit single guys. The truth is, it's a lot of fucking work.
It is.
Like, you're not just going to jump on a site and find cool guys most of the time. You're really going to have to wade through some bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, we still do. I mean, just like the guy we just talked about earlier, it's going to happen. But when you do find the right guy, or in our case, I think we are lucky in the sense that we found two guys. I mean, it's almost, I can't even imagine the idea of finding two unicorns, let's say, let alone fucking one, right? But we found two manicorns, two very solid single guys. And yeah, like you said, I mean, we did our homework, we did our due diligence, we really vet these guys. And so, yeah, I think there's some luck in there though, for sure, for having the initial contact. But certainly we weed out the bullshit at this point. But we're fortunate that we have these two guys that are very solid players.
Yeah.
And that you know, obviously you enjoy both their companies. So that's a big deal.
Yep.
You know?
Enjoy getting stuffed by both of them.
Yeah, because you're super naughty. And then tomorrow night, we are super excited. Again, we have our two friends coming over. I'm going to make a dinner for them. 3-course dinner, 4 or 5-course dinner. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Cocktails. We're at 4 right now, and you keep wanting to add on a fifth. I'm like, oh my God, Brian, just stop. These people don't even give a fuck about 5 courses. They just want to have fun with us. They just want to fuck us.
I know, but we've been to their home, obviously, and we've been out to dinner with them before and drinks and stuff. And, you know, I just want to make sure we're hospitable.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's just the chef in you coming out being like, I'm going to cook a badass meal. And I'm like, I'm going to shave my pussy and make sure it's super soft.
Yeah, that's really all
that
matters.
Who do you think wins that game?
Yeah, I guess that's all that matters. Yeah. And they're a super fun couple. I can't wait to see them. They're just a blast.
Yeah, they're awesome. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Well, you're naughty and you just want to get fucked, so.
Yeah, for sure I do.
Yeah.
For sure. And I kind of hope to make out with her too. She's really hot.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time. I like to watch that.
So yeah, more to come on that funness, but I hope you enjoyed this hot wife-ing adventure that we had.
Yeah, it was a good time.
You know, not the craziest thing we've ever done, but it was nice. And I also think it's a little bit of a change of pace. Hey, we don't talk about vanilla sex that often. Here was vanilla sex for everyone.
Well, that's super. Well, I mean, yeah, okay. Well,
with my hot wife-ing adventures.
Yeah, but even though we say that a lot, we talk about that a lot, but I mean, who do... vanilla, who really knows what that looks like? Most people, I mean, if you're getting your hair pulled and you're choking on a cock, that's probably not vanilla to some people, unfortunately.
I mean, that's pretty fucking vanilla to us.
To us, it's benign.
It's a very relative term.
Yeah. I mean, there are some folks out there like, oh my God, she choked on a cock. Yeah, listen, that's a big deal for some people.
Oh my word.
My word.
What a slut.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a, I mean, you know, it's, again, it's a relative term, like you said. Everything being relative, it was vanilla.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, that's that story.
Yeah.
Hey, if you guys want to interact with us on social media, you totally fucking should.
Yeah, we're on, because it's a good time.
We're on Twitter and Instagram at FP Swingers. We put a lot of fun stuff up. We do some polls on Instagram. We do some pictures. Twitter totally has my naked ass on there right now.
Yes, it does.
In a leather corset, so you should check that shit out.
Yes, it
pretty
does.
Pretty fun. You can also DM us there if you'd like.
Yeah.
We also have some amazing Patreon members that we wanted to give a shout out to today. Huge shout out to Curious Couple, Katie and Tim. Love you guys.
They're awesome.
Ray Birkin. I'm saying that correct. Thank you so much for being our patron. But yeah, we have some really fun bonus content available to our Patreon members. We so appreciate you guys. You know, the truth is we're not ever going to be rich off of our podcast. That's so not what this is.
No.
But we really appreciate the support in, you know, making sure that we can continue to host our website and our podcast and all of that. It's not.
And events. We're going to do, you know, we've done one event. We're going to do another one. And eventually we're going to do one specifically dedicated to the patron members. We're going to figure that out.
Fuck yes, we are. So yeah. If you want to be a part of all of the fun yourself, you can head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. We will love you forever, and you'll get some really hot, fun bonuses.
For sure.
And
that's like my favorite thing. I love doing the bonus episode.
That's because I don't censor you at all. You get to get on and just like fucking word vomit.
Yep. And there's no, yeah, we don't even edit that fucking thing. It just goes.
Some of them are pretty.
They're raw.
They're pretty raw.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I got a little carried away with that last like story because I was fucked off. It pissed me off. So anyway.
So check that out.
Yeah.
And I think that's all we have for you guys this week, right?
I think so. We got a whole lot more hot shit coming up. So stay tuned.
Yeah, yeah. As always, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.